أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ويوم نبعث في كل أمة شهيدا عليهم من أنفسهم وجئنا بك شهيدا على هؤلاء ونزلنا عليك الكتاب بيانا لكل شيء وهدى ورحمة وبشرى للمسلمين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the moment when in Akhirah, on the day of Qiyamah, all the different ummas will be presented before Allah Azza wa Jal. And as we explained, that every ummah will be in a specific place, in a specific location on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of a shaheed, a witness who will testify against his people and against the ummah, against the deniers and the rejectors. And you will find that the deniers and the rejectors within the ummah of a Nabi are more than the believers. The entire population that came after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or that existed in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are all part of the ummah. Muslims, non-Muslims alike, they all are part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But within the ummah, you have ummatul ijaba, those who responded and who accepted, those are the believers. And then you have the rejectors and the deniers, but they are part of the ummah. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that how the Nabi will be the shaheed. The Nabi and the Prophet will be the witness who will testify against the rejectors and the deniers. And now Allah tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself that you too, وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remember the day, think of the day, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we will resurrect every ummah, and we will send and depute within every ummah a shaheed, a witness who will testify against them, and he will be from amongst them, min anfusihim. So it will not be a Nabi from another ummah that will testify against the people belonging to a different Nabi. Every Nabi from amongst their people, وَجِئْنَا بِكَ شَهِيدًا عَلَىٰ هَٰؤُلَىٰ. And you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you will act as a shaheed. You will act as a testifier. You will act as a witness against these people, those rejectors and the deniers. What a great maqam, what a great station Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala awards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have revealed the kitab to you. We have revealed the book to you. Dibyanan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains and mentions a few benefits of the Qur'an and a few duties that the Qur'an fulfills. Number one, Allah says, Dibyanan لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. The Qur'an, we have sent it in order to explain, to expound, and to clarify everything. Everything related to deen, everything related to your life, everything related to your religion, all of it, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Qur'an was sent to clarify and to explain all of that. Wahudan. We have sent the Qur'an as a source of guidance. Again, we find that the word hudan here is indefinite, which means that it is not only related to a specific type of hidayat and guidance. Guidance and hidayah is of different types. There's the spiritual hidayah, the spiritual guidance, which is known as rushd. There's that type of hidayah, that type of guidance. Then there's the guidance when it comes to my interaction with my colleagues, my interaction with my spouse, my interaction with my children, my interaction with my broader community, my interaction with the human race. Altogether, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hudan, it is a source of guidance, every form of guidance. Wa rahmatan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Qur'an is also a form of great mercy. abundant mercy, limitless mercy, wa bushra, and it is a carrier of glad tidings lil muslimin, for all those who have surrendered and who fall within the category of Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.